Today we join with our Catholic sisters and brothers throughout the world in celebrating this solemn feast of Mary's Immaculate Conception. The fact that St. Anne and St. Joachim conceived Mary without stain of original sin. Mary was redeemed from the moment of her conception. Today's gospel reading reminds us of why this was so. She was chosen by the Father to be the mother of his Son. This spotless virgin, this poor young woman from Nazareth, had such great faith in the plan of God revealed to her by the Archangel Gabriel that she said yes. Mary was not blinded by the allure of earthly things, nor trickery of the devil, or the questioning of other people. Mary simply responded, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Without a single stain of sin to restrain her, Mary gave herself entirely to the personal and to the work of her Son, Jesus Christ. What can we learn from Mary? While none of us is perfect, like Mary is perfect, we can certainly find in Mary the model of humility and obedience. Perhaps in this Advent season, we could focus a bit more on God's plan of salvation. Perhaps we could better appreciate that we too have found favor with God. For the child Mary carried in her womb came to redeem each of us and all of us. Christ has saved us, and Christ's grace continues to sustain us. Mary's Son would be called wholly the Son of God. He has given us a share in his divine life so that we too may be holy. Do we recognize that God has chosen us through our baptism, welcoming us into his family as his sons and daughters, brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ? Can we live a life of holiness? You are well on your way, for all of you are here this evening. And so, my brothers and sisters, let us now turn to God in prayer and seek to know God's plan for us throughout our life. And let us not be afraid, but like Mary, open our hearts and souls to the Lord, because nothing will be impossible for God. May God's blessings be with you this day.